You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
If I seem extra giddy this morning, it's because you know what a science nerd I am, and I love all nerdy science things. We even got some news for nerd stuff coming up on the show, and I've just been immersing myself in it this morning, including what this one new robot can do.
I already
know how people, Jeremy, are kind of hesitant to get on the robot, you know, bandwagon because they're afraid that they're going to take over and kill us all.
They will.
Wait until you hear about this new robot.
Ooh.
I will have it in News for Nerds, part of our trending report, in about 25 minutes or so. What's going on with this lady in her face?
Well, first of all, big football week for us. My son Reed had a game last night, practice tonight, and then a game again tomorrow. So I am fully immersed in sports, whether I like it or not. And side note, the team is horrible. They are really, really bad. Last night, I think they got one touchdown. The other team got about 14 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. I will say it's a team full of goofy boys. There's two girls on it, and there is one girl on the team that we cannot get enough of. She is a rock star, by far the best person on the team, and she is just a blast to watch. I mean, she is all in every game, and the conversation is always like, this little girl is going to go places in her life. She is kicking all these little boys' butts. And we just, that's like, we don't even enjoy watching our own kid. We show up to watch her, you know, and she's got a sports career ahead of her, man. I tell you what, she's so good.
Let me ask you something about the team not being that good.
Yeah.
Because it's flag football, right?
Yeah.
So do they ever get so frustrated that they want to tackle the other team?
No. The problem is they're just too busy goofing around, making fart jokes and being stupid and silly. All these little immature boys.
Your time with it, then.
Oh, because Nicole last night, she's like, well, it's still good exercise. They're out there exercising. But yeah, the coaches
chasing
had to have
the other team down the field, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all they're doing is running around. Yeah. Chasing the other team, you know,
chasing
the only one
after
yanking the flags is that little girl. So, yeah, anyway, I did look at Nicole last night, and I go, we're not going to be signing up for this again.
That seems kind of like
this
a
is a one-and-done thing. He is not into it. We will not be doing this anymore. But anyway, so it because they're so bad, it gives us the opportunity to sit on the sidelines and BS with the other parents because nobody's watching the game. And this
except that girl's parents.
Except
they're
that girl's parents. We were talking to the mom next to us last night, and she is going in today to get freckles tattooed onto her face. She said she has been fair-skinned her entire life. She's tired of feeling plain. She's got multiple friends that have gone in and done it. And she's like, I'm doing it. I'm going to dive in, and I'm going to go get freckles tatted all over my face. She's like, I just want a few under my eyes and kind of up over the bridge of my nose. Just because she likes the look. And she actually had to shop around and try to find a tattoo freckle specialist, somebody that kind of specializes in making it look natural. She says it's only a couple $100 and she's gonna do it today.
I've not heard of this before.
Apparently it's a thing. I actually went on this morning and Googled it, and it's a huge trend right now. A lot of women are doing it.
All I've ever heard women in my past say is that they want to put makeup on and cover up their freckles.
No, it's a thing now to go get them put on. It's huge.
I mean, I'm not knocking it. I don't care, but I
don't care.
It's new to me.
Yeah, it was very new to me, too, and I was like, wow, that is a commitment because you're putting dots on your face forever.
Yeah, so let me ask you something. Why wouldn't there be kind of like a company that addresses this with like a temporary thing so that it's like a temporary tattoo?
Like henna tattoos?
Yeah, so that you could put it on maybe for a weekend or something.
There probably is. I don't know. I mean,
seems like that would be the safer way to go than immediately starting with tattooing.
Like they're on.
And yeah.
I'm not, it doesn't look like somebody took a black Bic pen and went do, 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 do all over your face. The pictures I'm looking at online, I mean, there's little different sizes.
Am I Googling? Freckle tattoo?
Freckle tattoos. I think I still have it pulled up. Tattooing freckles. This says women are having freckles permanently tattooed on their faces. And it's a surprising new beauty trend.
Some are not good images, though.
That's why this woman last night, she's like, I'm going to somebody who specializes in doing this. But I guess what you can do is if you do have them on, you can apply the makeup to, you know, lessen them. If you're looking to, you know, deaden the look a little bit. But
Some of these are bad. Some, it looks like the person has a horrible case of like some sort of infected measles.
Yeah, some of them I saw looks like a bad case of acne or something. But
go to
somebody that knows what they're doing.
Yeah, no kidding.
If they do come out with the big pin, run away.
Thank you for sharing this. I had never heard of this.
It's new to me too, buddy. That's right. That's why we got to share this stuff.
So she should have them by the time you have your next game next week.
She should have them by the game on Saturday because we have game, practice, game. So Saturday, I'll be able to check them out. Yeah, because she's getting them today.
You got to text me during the game.
I'll send you a picture.
Yeah, you take one of your patented stealthy photos.
Will do.